ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olsen were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Otani in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the Nasdaq up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the Nasdaq up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest, Trigvi Olson, were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here. And we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down, but the Nasdaq up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for LA Dodger star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're
Todd.
Exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start I'm freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olsen were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the NASDAQ up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani, in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down, but the Nasdaq up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the Nasdaq up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star to pay off gambling debts.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mitsuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him.
U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada. The House plans to vote tomorrow to reauthorize FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for 2 years. A group of Republicans pushed to repeal it after former President Trump said the FBI used FISA to spy on his campaign. Mexico's president is calling on the United Nations to suspend Ecuador after the police raid on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Stocks closed mixed today, the Dow down, but the Nasdaq up. This is ABC News. The Masters is fully underway after a 2.5-hour weather delay. It's the first time golf's best players come together on the same course since July's British Open. Wholesale prices went up in March, but not as much as economists expected.
In the latest report to be parsed over for signs of how the Fed might handle interest rates going forward, the Labor Department this morning says its producer price index rose 2.1% in March over the year before. That index measures inflationary pressure before it reaches consumers. Economists had predicted a slightly higher 2.2% increase. The report comes on the heels of the department's consumer price index yesterday that showed inflation rates ticked up again last month, raising concerns the country's progress against inflation has stalled. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Instagram says it's rolling out new tools to combat sexual extortion. Included is a new feature which will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest, Trigvi Olsen, were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here. And we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A reported tornado rips a destructive path through St. Augustine, Florida. St. Johns County Fire Chief Sean McGee.
Initial units arrived on scene, started triaging structures immediately, assessing any injuries.
It's part of a severe storm system which is now barreling into the Northeast. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter is expected in federal court tomorrow. Ipe Mizuhara is accused of stealing more than $16 million from the L.A. Dodger star to pay off gambling debts.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada. Israel says it will strike back if Iran retaliates for a deadly airstrike on its consulate in Syria. Tehran blames Israel, but the Jewish state has not claimed responsibility. This is ABC News. UNICEF is trying to get more aid into Gaza. The Biden administration continues to work on a port to get more aid in. And now Israel says it's working on a pathway.
Israel says it is preparing to open a new land crossing directly into northern Gaza to boost the entry of humanitarian aid. Famine is imminent in the north, according to the UN. The new Israeli crossing set to replace the plan to open the Erez crossing. No details given on the reasons for the change, but it's likely a more more remote entry point far from a main highway will prevent Israeli protesters from slowing the entry of aid trucks. No date given for the opening of this new crossing. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Four railroads have asked federal appeals courts to throw out a new rule which would require two-person train crews in most circumstances. The companies call the mandate.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.